Egypt's bloodbath continues. Making early Christmas plans? Well, you're not alone. And single men are needed for missions. Keep listening. There's a story for you in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Chaos continues in Egypt as the Muslim Brotherhood's calling for more protests. Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra shares this from an Egyptian believer.
He says these are the hardest days we've ever witnessed. Peaceful Egypt is now soaked in violence.
Now, supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are taking out most of their anger on just one group.
Christians are being turned into the scapegoat. Many of the Muslim Brotherhood protesters are blaming Christians for the ouster of Morsi.
Their rage continues to claim lives. At last report, the death toll rose above 500 and over 3,000 people are injured. In times like these, there's only one thing we can do. Pray.
Supplies can be replaced and churches can be rebuilt. I think what we really have to focus on is the heart and souls of the people in Egypt. We need to pray for peace and the name of Jesus Christ to go out.
Next, India's in turmoil because of a plan to split Andhra Pradesh state. Now, tribes in Assam and Darjeeling want their own states too. Protests have been growing in size and intensity with another strike planned for August 18th. Compassion International's child development centers have been affected. Four are closed now, and though one reopened recently, safety concerns are keeping the kids away. Pray for a peaceful resolution to the issues and that the light of Christ will shine. This is Mission Network News. One out of four Christians in America uses a digital device for reading. This recent report from the Barna Group says that over 44% of pastors use e-readers and tablets. Bill Lohr with Faith Comes by Hearing says this is a growing trend across the world.
Even in some of the poorest nations, you're seeing more access to smartphones and devices. There's going to be 5 billion smartphones on the planet by 2015.
But because half the world can't read, all this technology cultivates opportunity for sharing God's Word. Faith Comes by Hearing developed their Bible.is app specifically for digital users.
They can take an app like Bible Is. They can have the text there, and even though they may not be able to read, they can listen through the audio. So it almost becomes a tool for conventional literacy. You have text and audio. You can learn then how to read. But in the interim, they're still getting God's Word because they can hear it through the audio.
You can download the Bible.is app by visiting our website. We turn next to Haiti, where For Haiti with Love just celebrated Christmas for the 25th year in a row. It's early, right? Well, not if you're actually planning to host a party in person on December 25th. In Haiti. And that takes cash, right? For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they raised the money with the Christmas in August fundraiser this year.
It was a little over $6,000, and that should be a pretty good party for the kids. We've got 2 pallets of gifts so far, all boxed up and ready to go.
Why all the fuss over a Christmas party? Well, 2 reasons. One,
the worst you see here is among the best you can find in Haiti. People are suffering.
And 2,
the kids get fed and they have a praise and worship service where they are renewed with the story of Christmas from the scriptures, and then they get brand new gifts.
And for every 10 single people in the mission field, just 2 of them are guys. Africa Inland Mission says they've seen this recent statistic among their own missionaries. They need more single men on the field, especially in the African culture. Native men tend to connect better with male missionaries. This opens them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Africa Inland Mission is currently looking for 8 guys to minister to Lesotho shepherds over the next 2 years. Are you interested? Well, you can find out more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the MNN Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.